This is Space Gate at the Apollo Saturn V Center, part of Kennedy Space Center. Now, I am standing underneath what is apparently the most powerful, the most complicated thing rocket has ever been built. Of course, it is the Saturn V. And it is absolutely ginormous. These are the rockets that sent people to the moon. Several stage rockets with the small Apollo capsule, and it is tiny compared to the rest of the rocket, just sat on the top. I've been talking to Matt from SpaceX, who has just informed me that the bell on the engines at the bottom, these big enormous F1 engines, the diameter across those is 12 feet and 3 inches, which is 3 inches bigger than the entire diameter of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, which is 12 feet across. So that puts a little bit of perspective on it. And these are just the engine bells, and they have 5 of them. 5 of these engines. The F1 engine apparently has a flawless record. Immensely powerful, 100% reliable. Let's see what we say here. The F1 engines were fueled by a form of kerosene known as RP1, and the oxidizer LOX, or liquid oxygen. The propellants were stored in the Saturn V's first stage and were driven to the F1's combustion chamber by a 3,000-pound turbopump assembly. As the two propellants entered the combustion chamber, 4 small pre-burners caused them to ignite. The gases produced during the process were expelled from the chamber into the engine's nozzle at a rate of 1 million cubic feet per second. Unfortunately, it's all in feet and pounds here, because I'm in America and they still do it that way. So let's see what we say here. The mighty F1 was the world's largest and most powerful liquid fuel rocket engine. The 5 F1s located at the base of the Saturn V first stage together generated over 7.5 million pounds of thrust. They lifted the rocket 40 miles above the Earth in 2.5 minutes. Wow. The engines consume more than 534,000 gallons of fuel. So that's kind of a lot. 19 foot in length. Maximum diameter, 12 foot 3 inches. Weight, 18,500 pounds. Thrust, wow. 1.5 million pounds of thrust. That's crazy. Wow. That really is a lot of thrust. And it's an enormous, enormous rocket. In fact, let's see. I'm going to walk at a normal pace along from the base of the rocket here, right up to the front, okay? So here I am, 5 F1 engines are here on the first stage. I'm walking down. Here we go. I've just got to the point on the rocket where it says USA in big red letters. I'm still on the first stage of the rocket. I'm walking at a reasonably decent speed down here. Okay, what have we got now? Now I've got the big American flag on the side of it. And finally, we're just about to come to the end of the first stage. This is just the first stage of the rocket. At that point, you'd lose that stage. We've got another 5 engines on this stage, slightly smaller engines. Can't tell you what they are because I can't see a sign right now, and I'm not clever enough just yet. But I'm learning. Now, if you see the pictures, it says United States down the side of it. I've just got to the S of States. I'm still walking. This is still stage 2.
The Lunar Cafe and Kodak Shooting Stars are closing in approximately 10 minutes. If you would like to join us, please do so at this time.
I don't want to go to the Moon Rock Cafe. Okay, that's the end of the second stage. We lose that.
Thank you.
And now we're on to the third stage with an even smaller rocket engine, but there's only one nozzle here. And lots of nice technical things. We keep walking. You get the idea. It's kind of big, right? Stage 3. It's so big that Matt from SpaceX kind of came in and said, sweet Jesus, that's a big rocket, when he saw it. And it is. Here we go. Now we get up to the top. Service module. And this tiny, weeny little thing, which just doesn't look like it can be real, because it just looks so small after I've walked along the length of this rocket. Here we go. I am finally at the command module. It's a dinky little thing, really, compared to the rest of this enormous beast. Big chunk of metal and the launch pad abort system, which is on the top of that just in case anything went wrong, it could take the capsule off and sort of boost it away from the rest of the rocket itself and hopefully bring them safely back. So that's taken me goodness knows how long, about a minute, probably a very dull minute for you. But I'm just saying, that is how big this rocket is. It's blooming enormous, and it's amazing. And I've stood under one now a few times. If you get a chance, come and do it. Well, I have to say, I think I prefer the one in Houston because it's got less stuff around it. There's less fuss and cafes, and you can just appreciate how massive the rocket really is. Try and take a picture to go with this, but it will not show the scale of this thing at all. Cool. Oh, that's me and a Saturn V. Bye.